Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, the last Mishnah in Masechtes Yevamis. Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Omer Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva said, Kishi Yeradati Le Naharda, when I went down from Eretz Yisrael to Naharda. Naharda was a famous city in Bavel where there was a huge yeshiva there. And why did Rebbe Kiva go there? La'abir Hashana. To be Ma'abir Hashana, to add an extra Adar. They didn't have a calendar. They didn't work with a calendar. The Bezin would get together and decide when you have to add an extra Adar. So why did he go to Bavel? The answer is because the Romans didn't let them do it in Eretz Yisrael. So Zakta Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva tells us that when I went down to Narda, Mitzasi, I found Nechemya Ish Beis Dali, Nechemya of Beis Dali. Amali, he said to me, Shemati, I heard, She'ein Mesiyan Asa'isha Be'eretz Yisrael Al Pi Erechad. I heard that none of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael allow a woman to get married if there's only a single aid that her husband died. El Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He's the only one that says even a single aid is enough. V'nu meisi loy kein hadvarim. And I said to Nechemya, what you heard is true. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava l'mais is the only one that allows it. Amali, so he said to them, Amar lahem mishmi. Tell the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in my name. Atam Yaidim, you know, Shamadina Meshubeshes Begayases. The roads in this country are almost impassable. There are like checkpoints or troops and soldiers. I can't go to Eretz Yisrael myself. But you should know that Mekabalani Merem Gamliel Hazaken. I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken that there's no shaila about this. Shemesiyin as a isha piyein echad. We allow a woman to remarry, even if we only hear that the husband died from one aid. Zakter b'kiva v'aiter k'shabasi. When I came back to Eretz Yisrael, v'ertzesi advarim lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, and I presented what Nechemya told me before Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was a grandson of Rabbi Gamliel Hazaka. Samach Lidvarai. He was so happy when I said that. He rejoiced at my words. The Amri said, Mitzani Chaval Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We now have a Chaver who agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That would be Rabbi Gamliel Hazaka and his grandfather. And now, it'll be much easier for us to allow a woman to get remarried even though there's only an Eid Echad. We see how Chazal wanted so badly to help the women that were stuck. So this was very good news to him. Then he had another Mesoira on this psak that an Eid Echad is enough. Mitoich Advarim, while they were discussing this, Nisker Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel remembered, you know, I remember also what my grandfather said about this. I remember there was a story, Shenehergu Harugim B'Tel Arza. Men have been killed in Tel Arza. V'esia Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken Neshayseyam. Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken gave a heter for their wives to remarry al pi eid echad, based on a single aid, just like Nechemya told us. So the huchzeku lias mesin al pi eid echad. Now it was accepted. It wasn't just a das yochid of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but the Rabbanim would now allow women to remarry even though there's only a single aid. And the huchzeku lias mesin aid mi pi eid. It later also became accepted to allow women to remarry even though they only heard that the husband died from a witness who was saying over what he heard from a different witness. Yet, normally, aid mipi aid is not good. And mipi evet, umipi isha, mipi shivcha. They also allowed a woman to get married based on the aidus given by an evet kanani, a woman, or a shivcha kananis. People that are not usually kashali aidus. Vayter says in Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, I mean Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua say, Ein Mesiyan Asisha Piyed Echad. No, we don't allow a woman to remarry if we only heard that the husband died from a single aid. Some say that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua said this before they had the Masara from Nechemya. After the news came from Nechemya that Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken allowed it, they also allowed it. Rabbi Kiva says, Le'al Pi'isha, wife cannot remarry if we only heard from a woman that the husband died. V'le'al Pi'eved, v'le'al Pi'shivcha. And also not if the aid is an eved or a shivcha. And also not if it comes from the wife's relatives. If not kosher le'edus, then we can't accept their story that the husband died. But again, many explained that was before the story Rabbi Kiva heard from Nehemiah. The Halakha Tanam of our Mishnah had no problem saying, okay, we're going to act differently now. We're going to paskin differently because we heard a different Messiah. We didn't know there was such a Messiah. Amru Lai, either way, at one point Rabbi Kiva held that a woman cannot get married. Al pi isha, al pi eved, al pi shivcha, and not al pi kroivim. So the Chacham said to Rabbi Kiva, how can you say that a wife cannot remarry based on a woman saying that the husband died? My said there was a story, Bibnei Levi, with Leviim, Shehochu Litzayar Ira Tamarim, who went to Tzayar, the city of Tamarim, date palms. V'chola Echad Mehem Bederech, one of them became sick along the way. V'aviyu Bapundik, they brought him to an inn. And they continued on to Tzayar, and they left him in the inn. U'b'chazarasim, on the way back, Amru Lapundikis, they said to the woman innkeeper, who, by the way, like we will soon see, was not Jewish, Ayich Avireinu, where's our friend? The one that was feeling ill, and he stayed here. Amru, so she said to them, Mes, he died, u'kvartav, and I buried him, v'siyus ishtai. And based on her words, the Rabbanim allowed his wife to remarry. Amru Lai. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Kiva, will I take Kehenes Kipundikis? You, Rabbi Kiva, you say no woman is believed that the husband died. Well, that would include even a Kehenes, or a woman that's very chashiv, has a lot of yichus. Well, for believing some lady innkeeper, don't you think that a Kehenes should be as reliable as this innkeeper? Now, this innkeeper was not even Jewish. That's the whole point. We're believing her. So we shouldn't believe a kahanis, a chash of a lady? Now, the reason we believe her is because it was a Messiah Lefituma. She didn't mean to paskin. Oh, don't worry about it. Her wife can remarry. She was just telling them what happened. She didn't realize the ramifications of what she was saying. And the way she stammered, was telling them the story, it seemed it was true. She started to cry, the Taisus Yom Tov brings based on the Gemara. Oh, you should know what happened to him. You shouldn't understand that she's saying Eidos. But despite that, they said to Rabbi Kiva, if we're believing her, Messiah Lefitumai, then we should believe a Kehenes, a Chasheva lady, even though she's saying it outright. And like we said before, sometimes that's less of a reason to believe someone because if a person knows that he or she is testifying exactly on something. Could be they have their own cheshbon, why they would want us to hear something. But still, it still doesn't make sense either way to believe a pundikus and not to believe a kahanis. Amar Lahem Rabbi Kiva said to them, you're telling me why we're believing this lady innkeeper and not the kahanis, and I'm telling you, l'cheshedei pundikus nemenes. Who says we believe the innkeeper? When the innkeeper will be believed. So the Kehenes, or other Chashav Aleis, will also be believed. In other words, Rabbi Kiva says, it's true. They allowed that lady to get remarried, that story there with the Levi. You know why? Because Apundikis Haitzia, the innkeeper, the lady innkeeper, took out Lahem for them, Makloi, the man who passed away his stick, the Tarmiloi, his pouch, the Sefer Torah Shaya Biyadi, and the Sefer Torah that had been in his possession, that he was taking with him. That was their proof that their friend truly passed away. But if it was only her word, says Rabbi Akiva, no! He would have not believed her. Okay, chazing over our last Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said, when I went down from Eretz Yisrael to Naharda to determine whether to add a Chaydish, they were going to add a Chaydish, make an Ibriyar. They couldn't do it in Eretz Yisrael because the Romans didn't let them. I found the Chemia Ish Beis Dili, and he said, I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, most of the Rabbanim are not matter a woman to get married. With one aid, only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Please, I would go myself, but you know I can't because the roads are so dangerous. But you should know that Mekabalani Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, that this should be accepted practice. An aid Echad is enough. and Eid Echot says the husband died, the woman can't get married. So Akiva says, when I came back to Eretz Yisrael, and I gave over these words to Rabbi Gamliel, who was an Einikel, who was a grandchild of Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, he was very happy. He said, now Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is not alone in his psak. And then he reminded himself, Taka. He himself reminded himself. There was a story, people were killed in Tel Arza, and his grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, married off their wives, Al-Pi Eid Echad. And the Chachamin, as Yisrael started to pass in that way, not only Al-Pi Eid Echad, but also Eid Mipi Eid. One Eid hears it from someone else, from an Eved Kanani, an Isha, or a Shivcha Kananis. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua held not like that. They said, no, can't marry off Al-Pi Eid Echad. And Rabbi Kiva said, a woman won't do for Eidus, even that the husband died, not an Eved, not a Shivcha, and not even relatives of the wife. So he explained that was before the Messiah came from Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaisa the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva at that time when he was still answering this, but there was a story by Levim that went to Tzoyar, Irat Tamarim. One of them became sick. They set him up in an inn. They were hoping he was going to rest up and they'll pick him up on the way back. On the way back, they said to the innkeeper, who was not a Yid, where's our friend? And she cried and said, he died and I buried him. And they married off his wife. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, this innkeeper is believed? And according to you, a kahenis, a chosh of a lady, is not believed? A miyuchis? So Akiva said, yeah. If the innkeeper was believed on her words, we would believe the kahenis also. But the reason they gave the heter for her to get married wasn't based on just the innkeeper's words. She produced for them. The person that passed away, his stick, his pouch, the Sefer Torah that he had, that's why they relied on her. Hadron Allah, Masechtes Yevamos. And we look forward, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to begin Masechtes Ksubos.